week with the head coach of the University of Maine, Joe Harris-Simiak. Good morning, Coach Harris-Simiak.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A tough one for you guys to have your five-game winning streak snapped in a hard-fought 26-7 game with Villanova. You guys certainly had some opportunities. Give me, as you've had a chance to go back and look at film, kind of give me your breakdown of what happened in the game Saturday.
Yeah, I think, overall, I think it's the difference between, obviously, them being an established team, you know, ranked 10th in the country, and we're trying to win games and get to that point, but they executed better than us. At critical points in the game, I think them being 4-for-4 in the red zone and we were 0-for-5 was obviously a huge point in the game. So got to give credit to them. I mean, they're extremely well coached. They don't make mistakes. We made too many. They took advantage of it. We got to move forward and be ready for another big one this week.
Defensively, you guys did a very nice job. They've been one of the top rushing teams and still in the country. Hold them to 94 yards, but Zach Bednarczyk has a big day throwing for 326. Was sort of the game plan was to maybe to make him beat you, and was that the plan going in?
Yeah, I think anytime you face any team, you want to stop the run initially and establish that and try to make them one-dimensional. But that was the goal going in. We wanted to kind of load the box a little bit and take away their run game and try and make them beat us with his arm, which he did. You got to give him credit. He made some big throws. We were in position on a couple of them. We just didn't make the play. Their tight end made the play. Had made two nice catches down in the red zone. So, I thought we did. I thought our defense overall, I thought we played really well. We let up a couple big plays in the pass game, which we got to get better at. But I thought we set the tone. I thought we had some. Good individual performance. I mean, Power Card had 5 TFLs. We had some performances that could have put us over the top, but at the end of the day, they executed better than we did, and they made more plays, and you got to give them credit.
We're here with Maine head coach Joe Harris-Simiak. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. We got a couple in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Mike Lowe with the Portland Press Herald.
Hey, Joe. How's it going?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
You mentioned the big plays in the past game. It seems the last couple of last two or three games that's happened again. You guys had trouble with that early in the year and kind of rectified it. Now that you're giving up the big pass plays, is there anything you see that's causing that, or is it just give credit to the offensive teams for making the plays?
I think it's a little of both. Probably we play a style of defense in the secondary. We got a lot of one-on-one matchups. We press on the outside and. Our safeties are aggressive, but we've been in a lot of one-on-ones the last couple of weeks, and we just haven't been making the plays, especially, like I mentioned, their tight end made 2 plays on our DBs that I felt like our guys were in good position, but that's only half the battle. You gotta come down with the ball or at least break it up. So, our guys just got to make plays. I told them at halftime that big players got to step up and make big plays, and we did not do that, and their players did. So, that's going to be the test this week as well, or any CAA game you play. If your big-time players make plays, probably have an opportunity to win, but they did that and we didn't this weekend.
When you look at Ernest Edwards, you talked about players with great performances. Obviously, he's a special teams player of the week. Can you just talk about his impact on this team this year and the last two games? Are we going to see more of him?
Yeah, obviously Ernest is a very talented freshman. We're trying to get him the ball as much as we can. I think he had almost 250 yards of total offense. So he's just a guy that has extreme talent with the ball in his hand. We got to continue to work him into the offense and get him the ball in space. Obviously, you see what he can do, on kick return and the way he can make people miss. I mean, we didn't block everyone on that. That's how it goes. But it was a great individual performance by him. And hopefully we can keep that going because he gives us a chance every time he touches the ball.
Thanks, Joe.
No problem.
Your next question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Vanguard Daily News.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Hey, Larry.
Hey, 6 quarters now without an offensive touchdown. Six trips to the red zone, interceptions, bad snaps. It's not fumbles, but and then penalties. What's some thoughts on that, and how do you address it going forward with Stony Brook?
Yeah, obviously it's It's been very frustrating these last 6 quarters. I felt like we were moving the ball well early on. I think we had about 200 yards at the half against a defense that has been very dominant. But obviously that's why they are who they are. I mean, they make plays. They don't let you score on them. So you got to give credit to them. But obviously we would like some of them back. We got to continue just to give our quarterback the looks and practice and do a better job of just making sure he's prepared as well as we can be. And then obviously just continuing to stress that we need to score touchdowns in there. We, as a defensive philosophy, you always want to try and make them kick field goals, but obviously turning the ball over like that in the red zone will kill you, and it did that to us on Saturday.
Thank you.
No problem.
Your next question is from the line of Greg Renzia with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Joe. I'm the JMU beat writer down here in Harrisonburg, and I know I'm going to ask you to look back a couple of weeks ago, but I was kind of wondering, what did you guys do to hold Brian Short in check? Since he played you guys, he's been CAA Player of the Week 4 times and has really run the ball and thrown the ball effectively. What was your game plan when JMU played up there to slow him, and how did you do it?
I don't know if he had to run the ball that much because the other guys were running it at will at times. But I think it's just when you play James Madison, you just got to be disciplined with your run fits. You got to have a guy for the quarterback, a guy for the dive. So I just think our defense that day was extremely focused. It was disciplined football for the most part of the day, and obviously they broke out the 2 ones late. But he's a very talented player. He's probably one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best, we've faced all year. So it's just about being disciplined. I feel like that's what you got to do, against guys like him, and even this weekend when we played Villanova with their dual-threat quarterback. So it's just about being disciplined, put your guys in good situations, and obviously I think the biggest thing is you have to tackle well when they get in open space.
Thanks, Coach.
No problem.
Joe, you touched a little bit in your opening comments about the effort from Pat Ricard. Not only 8 tackles, but you mentioned the 5 tackles for loss from the defensive line position. Just talk about the effort that he had, and that's a huge number from that spot. How is he able to do that so well?
Yeah, I think Pat just, he's just got to have a relentless motor. I think that's the best thing about him, besides his talent. He's just constantly around the ball, always running to the ball, extremely quick in his movement. And that was probably the best game he's played all year. And it was just something, it was really nice to see. But he's a guy we try and put in different situations, but it's all about him. We just put him there and he makes the plays. So, it was a performance that was nice to see. And hopefully next time we can capitalize with a win for him.
You touched on the red zone turnovers. Outside of the 4 picks, Dan Collins did throw. He did throw for 235, and as you mentioned, you guys were able to move the ball some. When you've gone back and looked at, I'm sure you've had a chance to go back and look at the turnovers. Was it great defensive plays or just some misreads on his part? Which was it?
I think it's a combination of both. I think they had a really good plan. They were a lot of the times on those picks they were rushing 3 and dropping 8, kind of making us beat him and forcing Danny to read it the right way, and he didn't. So you got to give credit to them. I thought it was a good plan by them. Obviously, their defensive staff is an extremely good one. They're well coached. Their kids are well coached. I think they play their coverages very well. But obviously, I think there are some spots, like any game film that you go back and review, that Danny could have done a better job. But at the same time, you got to give them credit. So, overall, I thought it was a good plan by them. I think we need to just clean it up a little bit and do some different things, do a better job of giving them the looks. And if we do that, hopefully Danny can capitalize on that this weekend.
Another tough game for you guys on the road where you've been very successful this season, but head to Stony Brook as you've started to prepare for Stony Brook. What are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Yeah, I think it's another CAA battle that we're going to have to go into. Obviously, they're extremely physical. Defense runs around. And is extremely physical. They're good up front. Anytime you have a good D line, it all starts there. So they're extremely talented up front. And then obviously, I think their secondary just flies around and makes plays. They're all over the ball. So that'll be a challenge for us to put ourselves in some good looks and to compete physically with them, because it's going to be a battle every time you play Stony Brook. And then obviously, we have to shut down the run game. Stacey Bedell is extremely talented. He can break at any point. You know, I've been watching film, and even when there's nothing not there, he'll reverse the field and take it. He did that against Delaware. So we just got to be extremely disciplined. We have to tackle well on defense, and obviously offensively, we have to match their physicality. We can't shy away from anything.
How is that defense? Both Villanova and Stony Brook are top 10 defenses. How is Stony Brook's defense different than Villanova's?
I think it's the qualities of a good defense is, you know, you run to the ball, you tackle well, and you're good up front. And I think both of those defenses have that. I mean, Villanova's D-line, Stony Brook's D-line is extremely talented. They all fly around. I thought Villanova on film was one of the best defenses tackling-wise that I've seen in a long time. Stony Brook is not far behind that, if not equal. So we're just going to have to put ourselves in good looks. And I think when we have our opportunities, you have to capitalize. When you get into the red zone and you're able to move the ball, that's why those defenses are so highly ranked and so talented, because they don't let you in the end zone. That's the mentality of a great defense. It's about forcing field goals. So hopefully we can move the ball with some good looks and get down into the red zone, and then we got to capitalize. I know that'll be a big point of emphasis for us, but we know the challenge that's in front of us. They're extremely talented. They're extremely well coached on defense, they've had a system there in place, and it works. So we'll be ready, but it's gonna be a challenge for sure.
All right, Joe. Thanks for the time, as always, this morning, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.